specific that you can begin to practice in creating magical relationships is in how you choose to visualize your relationships. This visualization thing is really important. You keep in mind that what you think about is what expands. You try visualizing all of your significant relationships as already existing the way you want them to in your life. That is, even if you've got difficulties and troubles or separations or problems or anything like that, try to get pictures in your mind, in your meditation, in your active part of your meditations, where you see it just the way you want to. It's in neuro-linguistic programming, what they call NLP, you linguistically program yourself with language to a neuro state in your brain that reproduces the loving time that you had in an earlier time in your life. That person that you're looking at, who you're having so much difficulty relating to now, at one time you were holding and caressing and loving. So you want to recreate the state that allowed that to happen. And you do that in your mind. After a speech one day in Oklahoma City recently, I noticed a woman was standing in line to talk to me, and she was crying. And when all the other people left, she threw her arms around me and she said, thank you. What you're talking about, she said, it really, really works. And then she told me this story about how her daughter had refused to speak to her for over 7 years, simply refusing all contact. This mother told me that about a year ago, she had decided to begin visualizing herself and her daughter, not only on speaking terms, but enjoying the loving, perfect relationship that was existed at one time earlier in their lives. In her mind, in her visualization, she refused to see it any other way. And for an entire year, a whole solid year, this was the vision she worked on. She actually began to live each day as if that were the physical reality. She described to me how she became happier because of this internal picture that she carried around. She meditated on her image and how everything was working for her perfectly in her life, and that the previous 6 years of suffering that had been tearing her apart weren't there any longer. Then one day, mysteriously, after all of this imaging and so on, someone sent her daughter, without her knowledge, a copy of a recent book that I'd written called You'll See It When You Believe It, and asked her to read the last chapter on forgiveness. Nothing more, just a gift of a book, along with a note, just asking the daughter to read it. That was 6 months earlier. The day of the speech in Oklahoma City, the two of them had not only been reunited, but were in a closer and more loving relationship than had existed prior to their breakup over some silly squabble. And she was crying in line, telling me, this stuff really, really works. She said, I created in my mind the relationship that I wanted. I visualized it and saw it there as if it already were what I wanted it to be. And somehow everything else got taken care of. And that little chapter in that book helped turn everything around. And now my daughter and I are close and back together again. That process of using your mind to make it happen is your connection to others. And if there is difficulty and trouble in a relationship, if you visualize it to be loving, then for you it is. And even if the other person doesn't respond, and this will happen, even if that other person has decided that they no longer want to be on the path that you are on, even if that's the case, your experience of sending them love is what you will be experiencing. And you'll find that perhaps another magical person will show up where that other one was, or something even more divine will be there. But even if it doesn't, your inner peace is guaranteed by the thoughts that you have chosen to send love to.